Serious pot smokers know about Malawi Gold. Here's a cannabis grower in a documentary called Strain Hunters talking about the African variety.
This crop, it is rare, just like gold. You can't find it any other way or in another country. And this, with just a little, you can fetch much money.
But recreational Malawi gold is illegal to grow and sell in Malawi. It could soon be fair game, though, for industrial and medicinal purposes. That is, if Malawi's president signs a bill on his desk that would free up restrictions. It could give the country a big economic boost. Malawi is among the poorest countries in Africa. Nebert Nirenda used to work in Malawi's Ministry of Finance. In an unusual career move, he dropped that job to grow weed.
Colleagues thought at first that I was joking.
He was not joking. Nirenda knew that tobacco exports were slowing in Malawi. People don't smoke cigarettes like they used to. And he thought cannabis could eventually pick up the slack.
There was a lot of public sector support to develop the tobacco value chain in Malawi. So if that model could be replicated for hemp, I think in the next 5 to 10 years, we would see hemp also being one of the major industrial and commercial crops for Malawi.
Right. And your company, Invigrow, is trying to develop industrial hemp as a kind of new cash crop for Malawi. Hemp can be used to make thousands of different products. What are you planning to produce?
Well, we want to start simple food and nutritional products, the textiles, clothing. So that's what we want to show.
So have you already put seeds in the ground and discovered what the challenges are of growing and processing industrial cannabis?
Yes, maybe one of the challenges that we see is the continued awareness to make sure that we demystify the confusion between hemp and the narcotic cousin. Here we call it chamba. They are probably called it marijuana.
So as to the long-held stigma surrounding cannabis as a narcotic, what are you going to do to dispel that stigma?
We'll have to generate a lot of information, and perhaps people will see it and test it. So we'll continue that general awareness through displaying the products that are there, that are good, that have got nothing to do with getting people's minds high.
The president of Malawi, Peter Mutharika, has until March 19th to sign this hemp bill into law. Recreational use is still illegal in Malawi, but there are lots of people, I understand, who consume cannabis anyway, like Malawi Gold. Do the authorities mostly turn the other way?
That is exactly my point, that whether this is signed or assented to by the president as law will have no effect in terms of the people that want to access the recreational drug, because they are already accessing it through their own channels.
Nebert Nirenda is the former principal secretary of Malawi's Ministry of Finance. He's now the director of Invigrow, the first company in Malawi granted authorization to research industrial hemp. Nebert, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're most welcome.